It's Sunday, which can only mean one thing. Within my village, there's the rumble of engines. No, the Hell's Angels aren't passing through, but once in a while, occasionally, Colin Fallows is tinkering with some machine or other. And this machine is particularly beautiful, so I had to pop over and say hi, Colin.
Hiya.
What is it?
It's a Royal Enfield Continental GT, 1967.
I guess the Royal Enfield bit, because it's beautifully emblazoned, looks even hand-painted on the side of a bright red tank.
Oh, it's traditionally painted, hand-painted. None of these stick-on stickers that you get today, apart from the transfer on the top, because that's a replica.
So how big is it?
It's a 250cc. It's about 32 horsepower now, which is quite a bit for an old four-stroke single. The engine is modified. We was at a vintage sprint, and I was about third in the championship, and the engine let go in a big way. So it was another head, another barrel, another piston, another cotton rod, plenty of gaskets. Weld up the crankcase, and put it back together again.
You make it sound so easy.
It is. If I knew what I was doing, it would be even easier. But it's all been ported and polished, the head. It's had a bit of work on there. It's got a reprofiled camshaft in there. Trouble is, it's only the 4-speed box, but they're supposed to be a little bit stronger than the 5-speed. These were originally the early CAF racers. You could drive these on L plates many years ago.
And does that mean you've changed the handlebars slightly?
As you get older, the clip-ons are a quite a nice angle if you're 16, 17 years old. But when you reach past 30, you need to put them more upright. It helps the wrist, the back, the neck, and any age-related ailments.
What kind of condition was this when you got it?
It was pretty much a well-used machine. Trouble is with these old bikes, you never really know the history of what's gone on inside them until you actually take them apart. And sometimes you find horrendous things. On this one, they squeezed in two extra clutch plates, it lengthened the push rod, which put a hole in the casing. So somebody thought he knew what he was doing. Yeah. And like me, I thought I know what I was doing. And but no, we've done very little work cosmetically to it. It's all been mechanically work is the main thing, but we've just been for a quick blast, and we was cruising along at a steady 80 mile an hour.
Really?
Oh yes, and which was better than last week, because we only got to the end of the village and it broke. So we had to get an ignition switch and a voltage regulator. Everything's off the shelf for these.
It looks like if someone saw this going down the road, they'd think you're probably coming back from or going to a show. It's so minty looking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, there was several shows on, but with our collection of bikes, we never get to ride the same one very often. In fact, we got two for sale at the moment to finance the rebuild of another one.
All right. What's this other one you're building?
It's an A7 twin that we've been running for quite a while, but it was getting smokier and smokier, and it really got smokier, and then it threw the oil out, and it came to a decision that it had to be done. Of course, stripped the engine down. It had two odd pistons in. One was broken, or has been broken, and has been neatly filed and dressed back and put back in.
Have you still got a rocket bike?
No, we have. We're in the process of trying to put a two-wheel land speed machine together. That's our next goal.
Will this be run? You sound like you're being careful with what you say.
Yeah, careful what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, because there's an awful lot of people out there start projects and say they're doing projects and nothing ever materialises.
Well, you are not one of those, because I mean, are you still the land speed?
Oh yes,
you're still the British land speed record holder.
Yeah, you're still the British land speed record holder, and we've sold our two jets now.
This was for cars rather than motorbikes,
cars,
wasn't
it? Yeah. We sold our two jets. And the electric car we've got, that's down in Bewley Motor Museum, and hopefully that's going to be in Bonham's auction in September.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
we don't know what to do with it now, so we need to finance another project. So we've got plenty of fingers in the pies at the moment.
A two-wheeled rocket bike. That sounds...
Well, it's not going to be a rocket bike.
Okay.
It's just going to be a two-wheeled
beast. That you will be able to tell me more later, but you're looking at me as if to say secret project at the moment.
It won't have a conventional engine in.
Ah, that sounds intriguing.
But it will be wheel driven.
Ah, okay. So, well, this is fascinating. Will it have tyres? This is how I'm gauging how fast you're intending to go.
For the British speed record, it'll have tyres.
Okay. What is the British record stand at the moment for a motorbike?
I haven't got a clue.
Because I know
it can only be 200 and
something.
260 something.
Hayabusas and stuff like that will do 200, won't they?
Oh yeah, they'll do 200. And guys have done very well on. They fit upright turbos and run nitrous and everything, and I think they'll run 260 mile an hour and what have you.
Well, not for a prolonged period, surely. That's hard to hold on.
It will be hard to hold on. But this is going to be an open, a fully fared bike, but not a streamliner, as in the streamliner sense.
You'll have to let me know if it comes within the vicinity of where we are. I'd love to take a peek at it, but I guess that kind of beast would be noticeable if you ran the engine.
Yes, I mean, when we built our jet bike, we annoyed most of the neighbours here in running it.
They still talk about it,
and it was okay, and we ran that through the village. I didn't actually pilot it too many times. When you've got a 16-year-old kid who's keen to get on there, you put him on there.
Wow. So what's going to happen with the next record? Are you going to go for that yourself?
Oh yeah.
You can't keep yourself off it.
No, we've got four wheels, so might as well do two wheels.
Yeah.
And I would like to do something on water as well. I don't mean walk on it.
It's funny, isn't it, how there seems to be a lot more memorable ends of life when it comes to water records.
Oh yeah, water is very hard, so that's way off. It's just another goal.
Something for retirement, maybe.
Yeah, something for retirement, yeah.
I've got visions of a canoe with a rocket on the back of it for some reason.
Anything, provided it goes in a straight line, it doesn't take off or sink, we'll be all right.
Could you turn this over now? Maybe we can end with the sound of the engine.
Well, this is going to be a typical...
it's not your normal. So you're priming the...
Just prime it, yeah.
Yeah.
And
here we go. Wow, peaking. Thanks a lot, Colin.
That's mostly woken your little lad up.